The ruling ZANU-PF party says the report is nothing but lies. That isn't stopping its publisher, South African social justice activist Mark Haywood, from spreading it far and wide. He says the academics and activists who wrote and researched it published it outside Zimbabwe in fear of retribution. Haywood says it should be compulsory reading for anyone who wants to know how a government captures a country's resources and riches and condemns the majority of a nation to extreme poverty, with the help of venal private companies and individuals.
They prop up the current elite that is in power through a mutually beneficial relationship where the private part of it gets extremely wealthy and the politicians get extremely wealthy, each scratch the other's back in order to maintain their non-competitive advantage in the economy as a means to
report identifies five sectors of Zimbabwe's economy that are under total control of cartels: agriculture, fuel, mining, roads, and tobacco. It says private firms overprice the inputs farmers need to grow crops, for example. In one study, cotton farmers were overcharged $142 per hectare for inputs.
It describes the modus operandi of corruption and illicit financial transactions, whether it is under invoicing on exports, whether it's illegal smuggling of tobacco, whether it's illegal smuggling of gold, whether it is the selling off of public assets to private buyers, which then...
The report says one such asset that should belong to the public, but that the government has given to the private Sakunda firm, is the fuel pipeline from Beira in Mozambique to Furuka near the town of Mutare. Sakunda imports as much fuel as it wants via the conduit and charges other importers to use it. Haywood says the cartels recycle money continually, hiding investments, keeping it out of reach of the majority. Evidence of this, he says, can be found in a World Bank analysis, naming Zimbabwe as having one of the world's largest informal economies, when 90% of people lack formal jobs.
Again, the evidence of how the real economy is constricted and strangled, killing jobs, killing productive employment, and forcing people into informal employment as a means to try to keep alive.
Haywood says the super-rich elites use illicit financial flows to prevent development of Zimbabwe's economy because it's in their interests to keep the poor poorer.
So anybody in Zimbabwe who thinks that this is a developing country that will slowly make progress is fooling themselves for as long as this stranglehold remains unbroken.
He's confident the report's a true reflection of what's unfolding in Zimbabwe.
I have not seen any serious attempt to refute it, to discredit it on an evidentiary basis and say, well, you say that the way it works is like this, but in fact it works like that, and here's the evidence. And, you know, to give one example, a few people have come forward and said, we're not the directors of this company, but nobody knows who the directors of particular companies are. The law that was going to require...
Haywood's concerned that as damning as some of the evidence in the report is, it won't be acted on.
I'm worried. I feel as if this report should be seriously studied. I did send it to the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission. They never acknowledged the report. It ought to be a type...
The Office of the Southern African Development Community also hasn't recognized the document, but still voices opposition to Washington's targeted sanctioning of some of the individuals and entities implicated in it. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.